This is Scene 3 of The Portal of Initiation by Rudolf Steiner, the synopsis of Scene 3. A meditation room. A child receives a word of blessing from Benedictus. Johannes goes through a severe test in his inner development by witnessing a strange occurrence between Benedictus and Maria. As will become more and more apparent in the mystery drama, the spoken word itself takes on a new force. The mantric lines spoken by Benedictus will transform themselves for Johannes into the experiences of scenes 4 to 7. The end of the synopsis. Scene 3, a room for meditation. Benedictus, Johannes, Maria, and a child. Maria, I am bringing you the child. He needs a guiding word from you. Benedictus, my child, from now on you shall come to me each evening to hear the words that then should dwell with you before you enter the soul realm of sleep. Will you do this? Child, I'll do it gladly. Benedictus, this evening fill your heart till sleep enfolds you with strength from these few words. The heavenly powers of light are carrying me into the Spirit's house. The child is taken out by Maria, who then returns. Maria, and now that this child's destiny shall in the future flow within the shadow of your paternal care, I too may ask your guiding counsel, for I've become his mother through powers of destiny, if not by blood. You showed me how to bring him up from that first day when I discovered him, left by his unknown mother at my door, and all your rules I followed for his guidance worked wonders on my foster child. For every force could come to light that in his body and his soul lay hidden. It soon was clear that your advice sprang from the realm which sheltered this child's soul before it built its body's sheath. We saw it hopefully unfold and shine more brightly each new day. You know how hard it was for me at first to gain the child's affection. He grew up in my care, yet nothing more than habit first joined his soul with mine. He looked to me, perceiving only that I gave him all he needed for the well-being of his body and his soul. Then came the time when in his heart love was enkindled for me, the foster mother. An outer cause brought forth this change. The seeress came into our circle. The child became attached to her and learned, enchanted by the way she spoke, one or the other charming word. Then came a moment when exaltation laid hold of our strange friend. Our child could see the glimmering light within her eyes. He felt his young soul shaken to the core, and, frightened, rushed to me. From this time on the child has been devoted to me in warmest love. Yet since he now received his care from me, not just through natural impulse, but with awakened feeling, since his young heart stirs warmly whenever he looks lovingly at me, the treasures of your wisdom have lost their fruitfulness, and withered now is much that had already ripened in the child. I saw, revealed within his being, what for my friend has proved so terrible. I am evermore a dark enigma to myself. Do not deny my asking this grave question. Why do I ruin friend and child when lovingly I try to do for them the work that spirit guidance lets me perceive within my heart as good? You've shown to me the lofty truth. Illusion's veil is covering the surface of our life. Yet I must have clear knowledge if I must bear this destiny which is so cruel and which works such evil. Benedictus, there forms itself within this circle a knot out of the threads which karma spins in world becoming. O friend, your sorrows are part of such a knot of destiny, in which the deeds of gods entwine themselves with human life. When on the pilgrimage of soul I had attained that stage which granted me the honor of serving with my counsel in the spirit spheres, there came to me a higher being, which should descend into the realm of earth to take up its abode within a human body. Man's destiny is now demanding this at such a turning point of time. A great step forward in the evolution is only possible when gods unite themselves with man's own lot. For spirit eyes, which should awaken human souls, can only be evolved when first a god has laid the seed within a human being. The task was now assigned to me to find that human being who might be worthy to accept within his soul the seed force of the God. I had to link a deed of heaven unto a human destiny. My spirit's eye made search. It fell on you. Your course of life had fitted you as mediator for new healing forces. In many lives you had acquired an openness for the nobility alive in human hearts. The precious quality of beauty, the highest claim of virtue, you carried in your gentle soul as spirit heritage. What your eternal ego brought down into this life before birth matured to ripened fruit in your first youthful years. You did not scale too soon the lofty spirit heights. The longing for the spiritual world did not arise in you till you had fully grasped the senses' innocent delights. Your soul encountered love and anger, while as yet your thought was far away from all desire for spirit. To drink the joy of nature in her beauty and pick the fruits of art was all you wished to find as riches in your life. And you could gaily laugh as only a small child can laugh, who has as yet no knowledge of life's gray shadow side. You learned to fathom human happiness and mourn men's pain in times when not an inkling had yet dawned of questioning the root of joy and sorrow. The soul who shows such character encounters earthly life as the ripe fruit sprung from many lives. Its childlike nature is its blossom, not its root of being. It was this soul alone that I could choose as mediator for that spirit who should attain to active power within our human world. So comprehend now that your being must change into its opposite when pouring forth from you to other beings. The spirit in you works in everything that can grow ripe in man as fruits for realms eternal, and therefore much it must destroy that only has its place within the realm of time. Its sacrifice in death, however, is seed of immortality. What flourishes for higher life must bloom from death of lower being. Maria. So this is how it stands with me. You give me light, but light that robs me of the power of sight and tears me from myself. Am I then nothing but a spirit's mediator and not my own true being? No more will I endure this form of mine which is a mask and not the truth. Johannes. Dear friend, what is it? Your gaze has lost its light. Your body's turned into a pillar. I take your hand, and it is cold as death. Benedictus. My son, you've had to meet with many trials, but now you stand before the hardest one. You see her body's covering, and yet before my gaze herself soars into spirit spheres. Johannes. Oh, see, her lips begin to move. She speaks. Maria. You gave me clarity, yes, clarity that shrouded me in darkness on all sides. I curse your clarity, and you I curse who made of me a tool of those wild arts through which you seek to misguide men. Not for one moment have I ever doubted how high you stand in spirit. Yet now one single instant has sufficed to tear all faith in you out of my heart, and I must recognize that they are hell-born beings, the spirits whom you serve. I had to mislead others because you misled me. I'll flee from you in regions wherein no word of yours can penetrate, and yet be near enough so that my curses can still reach you. The fire of my blood you've torn away from me and given to your own false god. What must be mine? The fire of this blood, oh, may it burn you. I had to trust in lying and deceit, and to accomplish this you had at first to make of me a phantom form. I've often had to see how deeds and thoughts of mine were changed into their opposite. So now let all that once was love for you be changed into wild hatred's fire. I'll hunt through all the worlds to find that fire that can consume you. Johannes. Who is it that is speaking here? I do not see my friend. I see a gruesome being. Benedictus. Maria's soul is hovering in the heights. She's left behind her here, with us, her mortal semblance only. And where a human body is left without a spirit, there's room which then the enemy of good seeks out to step into the realm of visibility. He finds a body's covering, and through it he can speak. Just such an adversary spoke, who strives now to destroy the work I must fulfill for many human beings' future, for you as well, my son. For could I take these curses, just spoken by Maria's vacant shell, as other than the tempter's guile, you should not follow me. The enemy of good was at my side, and you, my son, have seen plunge down into the darkness the temporal part of her to whom your whole love radiates. Because so often spirits have spoken to you through her lips, world karma has not spared you from hearing through them also the prince of hell. Now you can seek her, finally, and learn to know her being's core, for she shall be the image of that higher man to whom you shall aspire to raise yourself. Her soul is soaring forth to spirit heights, where men can find their being's primal form that in itself is rooted. You now shall follow her to spirit realms and see her in the temple of the sun. There forms itself within this circle a knot out of the threads which karma spins in world becoming. My son, you have stood firm so far. You will progress still further. I see your star in its full radiance. There is no place in sense existence for battles such as men must fight who strive for consecration. What sense existence hides as riddles, which can be solved by intellect? What human hearts receive from such existence, no matter if it comes from love or hate, or whether it bursts forth with frightful power? This, for the spirit seeker, must become a field on which he, uninvolved, directs his vision from without. For forces must unfold themselves for him which are not found upon this field itself. You had to wrest your way through trials of soul, which only come to those well armed to meet those powers belonging to the spirit worlds. And had those powers not found you ready to tread the path of knowledge, they would have had to lame your feeling before you were allowed to know what now has been revealed to you. The beings who can gaze at world foundations lead men who strive into the heights, at first up to that summit, where can be shown if strength is theirs for conscious spirit sight. Those who possess such forces can be released out of the world of sense. The others still must wait. You have sustained yourself, my son, when powers of the heights have shaken you and spirit forces shrouded you in dread. Yourself has strongly battled its way through when doubts were wrestling in your breast and sought to give you over to dark depths. You have been my true pupil only since that portentous hour when you, despairing, felt that yourself was lost, and yet the strength in you still held you firm. I was allowed to grant from wisdom's treasures what gave you strength to hold yourself, though you believed no longer in yourself. So was the wisdom which you conquered more truthful than the faith bestowed on you. You are now found mature. You now may be released. Your friend has led the way. In spirit you will find her. I can still further give you the direction. Call forth the fiery power of your soul with words which, uttered through my mouth, give you the key to spirit's heights. They will accompany you when nothing longer guides you which eyes of sense can still behold. With your whole heart now willingly receive them. Light's weaving essence radiates through far-flung spaces to fill the world with life. Love's blessing pours its warmth through time's long ages to call forth revelation of all worlds. And messengers of spirit join light's weaving essence with revelation of the soul. And when, with both, the human being can join his own true self, he is alive in spirit heights. O spirits who can be perceived by man, quicken with life the soul of this our Son. Let shine in him what can illumine his soul with spirit light. Let sound in him what can awaken his self to joyous spirit growth. Spirit voice, behind the scene. Thoughts now guide him to depths of world beginnings. What as shadows he has thought, what as phantoms he has felt, soars out beyond the world of forms, world of whose fullness men when thinking dream in shadows, world from whose fullness men when seeing live within phantoms. Curtain, the end of scene 3.